It is 1:16. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The Ticket, live at Ticket Stock 2015 at the Irving Convention Center. I am not the captain of this roundtable.
Who is?
I don't know
who he is.
But on this roundtable, we have Bob Sturm.
Hey now.
That's the captain.
Right? Gordon Keith.
Thank you.
And the Saroy boys, Mike and Cash. The Saroy twins.
That's right. We're not twins.
You guys are. See, watch this. Mike say, ouch.
Oh, aye.
See? That's what happens.
Norm trying to jump with my red leg?
Norm taking the leap off the stage?
I actually think Corby is the captain, so go,
yeah,
Corby.
Yeah, I am. Sorry.
Would that do it if Norm went into the stage just straight forward?
No, he would not die.
Would we quit Ticket Stock?
He wouldn't die. He'd just say, ouch.
He would get hurt, man. He would fall hard.
I saw something incredibly interesting.
We wouldn't stop Ticket Stock?
There was a guy that just...
No. Yes, we would.
Too many sponsors, dude.
Yeah.
By the way, this is sponsored...
Norm wants us to go on.
This is sponsored by Albertsons, this roundtable. Thank you, Albertsons.
The best.
I believe Charles Haley is still over there with them. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But his presence is here. I just saw something really interesting. So a guy comes up to you, Norm, and he goes, I interviewed Norm 35 years ago?
No, I interviewed him.
Who is that?
It was the...
A guy who got off death row.
No, it was roller skating championships in Fort Worth. He was a teenager and he won it. And it was like 33 years ago I interviewed
him. Roller skating championships?
I think it was roller skating or ice skating, something like that.
Ice skating?
Boy, how Battle the Network Stars is that?
So you just talked to him again?
He came up and just reminded me of it.
So
he walked up and he said, do you remember interviewing me 35 years ago?
And I said,
Norm said, hell no.
Yeah, I mean, roller skating, it's not like it made some sort of impact. But then the guy is holding his phone and he goes, come here. And so I'm looking at him and the round table started. And I go, can I see the picture? I thought he was showing me a picture of the two of them together. Can I do it afterwards? And he goes, no, I want you to take a picture of me and Norm. I go, oh, okay. So then he's on his phone, he had a smartphone, some form of iPhone or something, and he's sitting there scrolling through everything. He goes, I don't know how to take a picture.
Hey, and I was like, I didn't either. I couldn't help him.
Okay. See you later.
But he demanded to shake Norm's hand, and Norm's sitting in his chair, and he had to like, okay.
No, he didn't demand.
Yes, he did.
He said it'd be nice to shake your hand, so I got up and shook his hand.
At first, he told Norm to not get up, and Norm said, well, I wasn't anyway. Not for you.
No.
So anyway, dude, figure it out. We'll get your picture made with Norm, and have someone figure out your phone for you.
And we're going to meet at the TMS booth. That's where I'm going next.
What time is King Joffrey signing a ticket stock here?
Where am I looking?
Front and center. Yeah. King Joffrey.
Right?
Yeah, back with us. He's back with us.
You don't see that, Corby?
Where am I looking?
Right on the floor.
First child on the floor.
Norm,
are you
staring
at you all crazy?
I don't know who King Joffrey is, I guess.
Oh, well, that would help if you don't think he looks like him.
Is that on Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I just got it. Ah, yeah. Okay.
Look at Wolfman Jack back there. Do you see him? You, sir. Wave.
Yeah.
Hey!
He knows what he's talking about. He knows what he looks like.
That's pretty badass.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Do you know who Wolfman Jack is, Donovan?
Yes, I do.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you know who Wolfman Black is?
Wolfman Jack's off the air, right?
Well, he's dead.
Pretty much dead. He's on those airwaves in heaven.
Oh. Mm-hmm. God needed a DJ to go along with his assortment of roofers and plumbers.
You don't think he's got enough of them up there?
Roofers DJs? And plumbers? Or DJs?
You think Wolfman Jack is doing afternoon drive in heaven?
I bet you he's got a pretty prominent slot.
I think so.
There's no traffic in heaven. So you two are both playing Rick Carlisle in ping pong?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not. No.
Both Saroy twins?
They don't do everything together. here's Bob's bit again on twins and stuff. Yeah.
I got you in trouble the first time, Bob.
He laughs every time. Yeah.
Well... Okay, that's probably part of being conjoined, that if one of you plays somebody in ping pong, technically you're both.
I will feel the pressure of the game points.
If you were conjoined twins and one guy wanted to take a nap during the ping pong match...
Yeah, you would have sympathetic sleepiness, right?
Is that possible?
Would Rick Carlisle need, like, Shudder to even it out?
Does the other guy get tired if one guy's taking a nap?
Oh, that is some sports comedy right there. you should go to an improv with that.
There would have been a chance if they would have lost last night that he wouldn't have shown up. And I'm not kidding.
No, I don't believe that.
The best,
I don't believe it either.
The best thing that ever happened to this bit was the Mavericks winning that game.
I believe that.
Thank you.
You don't think he's familiar with losing?
Now, he's coached back to like back.
Are you calling him a loser?
Back to back games. I think it wouldn't have been as fun today. Now I think he'll be up for bits.
Now he'll be doing.
Yeah, he's going to be just.
Carlisle is never up
cartwheels
for bits.
As he comes in.
He's going to be in full Ace Ventura get up.
And
when
he's
going
to be dressed like the Royal Tenenbaums. It's going to be funny. He's going to be have a lot of fun. Maybe wearing like a McEnroe wig or something like that.
I'll tell you what, Carlisle is such greatness, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that you're not sure if he's going to snap at any second. Right?
What is that noise?
Who has Rob Bass as their ringtone?
My bad.
We'll let the crowd guess who has Rob Bass as a ringtone.
My bad. Not a ringtone.
What
my
was
bad.
That?
It takes two.
Yeah, but what just happened?
I guess I pushed play on my iPod. On my phone.
Wow, and Rob Bass is right there. Huh?
Shut up, Bob.
What an upset.
Shut up.
Don't you just love Carlisle's moodiness? Isn't that great about the... Norm knows. Norm's felt the wrath from time to time. Ever.
I love Rick Carlisle because he loves sparring. And when you get him on the air...
Just because he's
that's
bored.
That's the full understanding.
Yeah.
That he's going to spar with you. And as long as you understand it, it's fun. He's a great deal of fun because... Let me tell you something. You never get into a flow with an argument. You never assume any place in the conversation. You never assume it's going anywhere.
You know, we saw him at Mavs Media Day this year, so prior to the season, and we were going to do a sit-down with Dirk. And so Sarah Melton, the Mavs PR director, walks up with Carlisle. He's kind of making the rounds, and we're down there in the bowels of the American Airlines Center. And so Sarah walks up, and she sees Mike and I and give her a big hug. She's like, "What's up, guys?" You know, and then Rick is standing right there, and he's staring at us. And she goes, Rick, this is Mike and Corby, and you've been on their show before." And he doesn't even – there's no expression on his face, no nothing. And it's like, "Oh, hey, Coach, how you doing?" "Fine." And he's looking at you with this discerning, quizzical eye almost, like, "Who are you and what are you doing in my arena?" type look, you know? But at the same time, that's just him.
What did you want him to do? Welcome you with the Thriller dance or something?
No, just hey guys, how's it going? It's just
that's not
just staring, like looking
like
at you.
Someone,
am I okay with this?
If someone you didn't know,
I guess
are you going
right.
to do the same thing?
He's the greatest.
I don't know any of these people, but yet I walk up and say, "Hey, how's it going?"
Okay, they're here specifically to see you and what you're doing. I think we make a little more of that than what it should be. He's just walking around, he doesn't always have to have a smile on his face.
I won't use names.
He never has a smile on his face.
But there's somebody inside the Mavs organization.
Cash Sheroy.
Thank you. There is somebody inside the Mavs organization that when Rick is not in a good mood, this person and he definitely do not get along. And so Dirk likes to be close to that person when Rick is in a bad mood because Dirk calls him Rick Repellent.
Rick Repellent?
Yeah, Rick Repellent. Like if Coach is in a bad mood.
All of his wrath is on him.
So if he's near that guy, then he knows that he's going to be all right because he's using Rick Repellent.
You know, I'm shocked and awed. I told Norm this last night that he was so open to this, and he's actually the one that when, you know, you were talking about Mike being a good ping pong player, and
he wasn't open to it right away.
Well, no, but I mean, but then like
table
just,
tennis, actually.
Sorry.
The sport of table tennis, not the game of ping pong.
I'm going to beat, you know what,
that's
when
how
he comes
you know.
Up, I'm going to take the wireless out there, and I'm going to refer to it as ping pong 50 times.
Oh, he's going
to
go crazy.
I know, I hope so. And I'm going to say, didn't you say that you were of Chinese quality, Rick?
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Uh-oh. I'm going to get it. I want to throw him off. We need a little advantage here.
Yeah.
But didn't you say you could beat the winner? You can beat anyone, right, Snake?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not even. What do you think you could chant at him to throw him off his game?
You can.
What's that, what, Norm? What are you doing with your
why
finger?
Why are you putting your finger in there?
Yeah.
That's the chance right there.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
What is that supposed to mean?
I thought you were holding a roach.
We're going to be okay.
No, that's like this, Corby.
You know what? We could smoke Rick out in the back.
Okay.
What are the odds that Rick Carlisle has smoked weed in his life? 100%, right?
Without question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've got no reason to back
without
that up.
Without question.
Well, I mean,
Yes, he has.
A product of the times?
Yeah,
yes.
A product
he
of the
smoked,
times.
He smoked
graduating
weed
high school, what, the 70s?
Yes. I don't
playing in the NBA. Playing, he played with Bill Walton.
Yeah, no, yep. I think that that is a high, high level
and
of certainty.
And with Chief.
Yes, he played with Robert Parrish.
You know, I got to know a friend of his, a guy who does play ping pong with regularly, ping pong. And I sat down for a beer with him, and I was like, well, what's Carlisle like? Like, we only know him in this media when this switch is on. And, you know, he said, Rick Carlisle is without question the sweetest man I've ever met in my life.
Really?
And I go, what are you talking about? He's like, he is like the nicest, sweetest man. I'm like, how is that? You know, like, he might be medium of the road or cool, but he couldn't go on enough about, like, what
how
a
nice,
just
was.
How pleasant and, like, really nice. I'm like, Rick Carlisle. So I think he, more than anyone that any of us know, has a lever. And when it's on basketball or media or whatever, it's one thing. But I think in a different life, he is a 100% different person.
You know who's like that? Do you remember how stunned Ari was that Troy Aikman immediately became this incredibly personable, funny analyst on TV?
Except towards Gordon.
In a snap, he was successful on TV.
What's your mic?
Yeah, it's because all we ever saw of Aikman was his game face.
And he was miserable.
He put his game face on in late July, and he took his game face off in February, and then disappeared for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we never got to know that other person that was in there. I think Carlisle's the same way.
Yeah.
Hey, Norm, did Rick play at Chaminade when Virginia lost to Chaminade?
Oh.
Was he in that game?
He may have been.
No, no. That was in the 80s.
Well, I know, with Rod Sampson. That's
yeah, but I
think
he was already in the pros by then.
No, I think he came into the pros in 84.
I think he was with Rod Sampson,
okay.
I believe.
Maybe. He may have been in that game.
Huh. Well,
sounds
what's your take
like
on it?
Great question.
Snake?
Dude, the Chaminade Virginia game, that's a whole segment. If the next time Norm's got 5 minutes with Rick Carlisle, we should first find out if he played in that game. But then,
which we can do.
We're going to have him on. He said he will jump up here and talk to
When are we setting up the table?
It's in the back. I'm going to go build it right after this.
You're going
to
go...
I'm gonna wheel it, right?
I'm going to spank you and whoever else wants some throughout the afternoon.
No.
Do you have table tennis, Gordon, at your house?
No, I do not have
this table. This isn't about competition.
It's fun.
This is about fluffing.
Okay, yeah.
I am preparing you.
Fluff me.
I need to know... You need to tell me the way Rick plays because I can...
You can simulate?
Yes, I can. I need to know where he's aiming at you. What? We got a break?
Corby, yeah. Do you?
All right, what?
Do you have one?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the parent-kid ping pong relationship is money.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And do not let them win.
No, you don't let
See?
Them win.
There we
but
go.
You want to talk about something that if you have kids like 8 to 15 probably, maybe all the way through, I don't know,
yeah.
But it's like the greatest thing ever for...
I remember the first time that I defeated my dad, and I was about 10, and I thought that my life it was complete at that point. And I told my kid right now, who's 9, I go, I will never let you win in this game. Never. I'm the a-hole dad that will not, I'll let you win in anything else, but this, you got
to
earn it.
Now, it's just like video games, though, where if you're going to, like, keep a job,
yeah,
they're going to pass you quick, because they're just playing all the time.
Right.
But
I know.
Enjoy it while you can spank them.
All right.
I mean, not literally. I mean, with ping pong.
All right, Adrian.
Paddles.
1:30 here on the ticket. Coming up next, all of us back? I don't know.